Thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week. And we're joined to talk about a new tennis book with somebody well-equipped and with a lot of experience to write this particular book, joined by Rich Neher, the owner and publisher of Tennis Club Business, if you're familiar with that, the monthly newsletter that goes out to thousands of tennis professionals around the world. And Rich is based in Southern California, credited with developing the drop-in tennis leagues. He's done a lot for tennis in Southern California and in different USTA sections. And we all love the Tennis Club Business newsletter. And he's got a new book out we're going to talk about today. Rich, thanks for coming on and talking with me.
My pleasure.
Yeah, great to have you. The book is Drop-In Tennis Secrets. You've kind of coined that phrase, the drop-in tennis. So kind of give a little bit of the inspiration behind this book and what readers can expect.
Well, the inspiration behind this book is the fact that many tennis professionals have a one-sided business. They teach on the court, and that's all they do to make their money. But they could open up a second income stream that will provide them some money, even in cases when they're injured, for instance. That's one part of the readers for my book, tennis professionals who want to open up a second income stream. The other part of potential readers for this book are tennis players, enthusiasts, tennis players who like to play doubles, who like to organize in tennis and want to create a little part-time business for themselves.
Yeah, you've carved out a nice niche in the tennis world, and this is now more important than ever now, Rich, because of the COVID pandemic. A lot of teaching tennis professionals have had to look for another stream of income, and even tennis players, playing professionals, have been kind of grounded. So the timing is really right for a book like this.
I would say yes, and since I have personally conducted over 2,500 drop-in tennis events in Southern California here, I think I know what I'm talking about. I've done 10 years of drop-in tennis in the San Diego area, and am now in my 11th year here in the Los Angeles area.
Yeah, where do we sit with tennis right now? We had a boom in tennis in the 70s and 80s. We're in a golden era of tennis professionally right now, but the sport, it's always been the last 10, 15 years, getting younger people involved in the sport's been a challenge, as it's been for sports like golf and other sports. What is tennis doing right? What is tennis doing wrong? And where can we improve?
Well, we have, for sure, we have been doing a lot of things wrong in the past, but, and this is the light at the end of the tunnel, it looks like the COVID pandemic has actually opened up tennis as the sport to be in, and because it's a safe sport, it's the number one safe sport of all the sports out there. And if I look at the tennis professionals, we have over 8,000 tennis professionals receiving our newsletter, 80% of those here in this country, and many of those are really, really busy right now. When their counties and their cities opened up tennis, their business started to boom like never before, some of them tell me. So it looks like we are at the beginning of a real boom in tennis right now.
Yeah, I think you're right on that, Rich. We're with Rich Neher. He's got a new book out, Drop-In Tennis Secrets, using a phrase from his drop-in tennis event for local and recreational players that have been going on for a long time. Rich has led adult leagues and has been involved with the USTA Tennis Link team. He's taught league tennis to coordinators all over the country, and he's really well qualified to write this book. And Rich, what is the feedback you've gotten on the book so far from tennis professionals and tennis enthusiasts?
So far, far, the feedback was outstanding, I must say. I had a view of the well-known tennis professionals like Delaine Mast. She is the national director for World Team Tennis Community League. She reviewed it and she found it outstanding, as well as tennis professionals like Ken DeHart and so many others who said this is very timely, this book, and it is right on. And since Tennis Club Business, my newsletter, is concerned with the tennis clubs and the tennis professionals, the tennis director, everyone who's making money in tennis or trying to make money, this book is really timely because it opens up another income stream for them.
We're with Rich Neher, author of Drop In Tennis Secrets. And without giving all the secrets away, Rich, what's one thing that every tennis professional should be doing in regards to growing their business, or something they should be doing to help promote tennis?
Yeah, a tennis professional in a tennis club should really, or a tennis director in a tennis club should really think about using my drop-in tennis manual as a recruitment tool for new members. I have found time and again over the last 21 years here in Southern California, tennis club owners and tennis directors who see the value of getting outside tennis players come in and play drop-in doubles and get to learn the club and their members. This is a very valuable tool for these tennis clubs to recruit new members, and it worked in every case where this is possible.
It's really good, and it's really bringing tennis to the masses and making tennis inclusive of everybody, and that's really the way it should be. How do you think we're going to finish off this year, 2020, Rich? Tennis being strong and growing, and a stronger 2021?
Yes, I would think so. The big concerns we have now at the moment is, of course, the U.S. Open. Will it happen or will it not happen?
Right.
The USTA national and the USTA sections definitely need the kind of income this even a scaled down U.S. Open would provide to them. We all need this kind of income because the USTA is supporting tennis in all states of this country. So that's the big unknown right now about the U.S. Open. We know that other events all over the world, or all over Europe, for instance, are going to be happening after the U.S. Open, hopefully. But our concern, of course, is the U.S. Open. And just before the U.S. Open, a week earlier, we'll see the City Open in New York as well. So we need those events to take place, and we need the funds that these events create.
Absolutely. And your book's going to help contribute to the growth of tennis here the rest of this year. We'll put the links to the book in the show notes. And if people want to find out more about what you're doing, Rich, or subscribe to the newsletter, where should they go?
Yeah, just go to tennisclubbusiness.com. That's the easiest way to get access to my information.
Great. Love the newsletter. And Rich, keep up the good work and keep promoting tennis. You're doing a great job, and can't wait to see what you have coming next.
Thank you very much, Rich. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Rich. Hold on.